Hey guys, and welcome to this month's Academy show. So in this month, we are going through what was released in July in Beginner Guitar Academy. So I'm going to go through some member wins, looking at members that passed their progress checks, level assessments, top contributors to the community, some Guitarversaries as well, and then looking at the content that was released. So if you haven't had a chance to catch up on what was released throughout July and be checking your member weekly newsletters, or to have a chance to log in, I'll show exactly what's been released and where to find it, so don't miss out on any of the good stuff. And then we're going to wrap it up looking at what's going to be released in August within Beginner Guitar Academy, so you know what to look out for and what to expect. So now we know what's coming, let's dive straight in and take a look at some member wins. And we're going to begin with some progress checks. So big shout out to Mark, Cash, Darren, Andrea, Michael, Jay, Mark, Tim, Martin and Christoph, all for passing your progress checks in July. If you are new and you haven't seen one of our Academy shows before, the number after the name is which level they have passed. So you can see Martin and Christoph have done level 3.1, which means the first progress check in level 3. There are two progress checks in level 3. Sorry, guys, if you don't know that already. Yes, and as we progress, in level 4 there's also two. In level 5, there is only one. Right, well done to all you guys. And then on to some assessments. And shout out to Chris, Cash, Sylvia and Mark for passing their level assessments in July. And big shout out to Cash for passing his progress check and level assessment for level 1 in the same month. So big shout out to you. And then on to some Guitarversaries. So huge shout out to Ski for hitting his 4-year Guitarversary. Now, Ski joined Beginner Guitar Academy only a couple of months after I launched it. I think he's actually the only OG still around from that original kind of launch the first few months. So big shout out to Ski. Also, obviously, Anthony for hitting his 3 years, Camille for hitting 2, and Chris for hitting their 1. Now, every time we do Guitarversaries, every month I say the same thing. And that is, if you get past the first year, you're already on a massive win compared to other people, because most beginners quit after the first year. 90%, in fact, quit in that first year. That stat is from Fender. They did a big survey. So if you can get past that first year, guys, you're already off to the races. If you're hitting 4 years like Ski is, you are really rocking it. So well done to all you guys. Just keep rocking, and hopefully you'll be a Beginner Guitar Academy for many more years to come. Then on to top contributors. So shout out to Martin, who is still at the number one spot for most contributions for July. Bob, who I think might be Bob's first time hitting the top 3, and Mark, who did hit the top 3 last month or the month before. So shout out to all you guys. Now, top contributors is the people that have contributed the most to the forums, so the community. So you've been posting questions, you've been posting topics, you've been answering other people's questions, you've been basically having the conversation in the community. And these are the guys that are keeping the community basically rocking, keeping it fun, keeping it interesting. So big shout out to you guys for doing just that. Now we're going to talk about some Academy news. So I'm going to switch over to my computer, share my screen, and scroll down and show you the recently added stuff. So in July on the podcast, which we'll talk about podcast episodes in a moment, but we're talking about British music. And I took the opportunity just to add a ton of cool little riffs to the Academy. So All Day and All Night by the Kinks, really, really good one for your power chords. So only on the 6th string, just moving it around, but it's a great one to work on moving power chords around. Keeping that shape obviously rigid, sliding around, working on kind of your orientation across the 6th string. Really, really cool riff. Painted Black is a really fun one. Kind of harmonic minor key. It's a really good one for picking as well, because you're picking the D string, then the B string, then D string, then the top E string, so you've got string skipping. So it's a really good one to work on that one. Substitute by The Who is just a fun strummy one. Using triads, so on the top sort of 3 strings, moving around those top 3 strings, that's a really nice one. Time Over Down by Queen, that's a really cool one. The rhythm's a bit weird because it's a triplet rhythm, so it might take a minute just to get that down, but once you do, it's very simple. It's an A power chord with a little pull off, but it's the rhythm that's going to get you. Should I Stay or Should I Go by The Clash, just really G and D chord. The speed of change there is obviously a bit quick, but a really good song to work on pivot finger, so that 3rd finger staying down as you change from D to G, keeping that kind of marker, keeping that fret down, and then you can pivot around it. So that's a really, really cool one. And then Every Breath You Take by The Police. Now, this one would be a good one to just quickly have a look at. Just update you on it if you saw that I originally released it earlier in the month. And all these riffs actually have a slightly different breakdown than I normally do, and I'll show you what I mean by that. So I start with an overview, just talking about the riff, maybe a little bit of history about it, stuff like that, key takeaways, and what we're going to be working on. Demonstration, so I actually play through the riff with rolling tab. Riff breakdown, so I talk through the riff, show the techniques, we build it up bar by bar. And then we've got practice speed, so I go through 80%, 90%, and then full speed. So we're basically practicing it together, and you get an idea of what it should sound like at that slower practice rate. And in this riff, I finished with a capo version. So I released it originally just up to the practice beats. But then it dawned on me, this is a hard song. It's a black cover, which means it is level 5. And it's level 5 because it's such a stretchy riff. So I thought, let's make it a bit easier and I'll do a capo version. Now the capo version is a lot more. Let me show you actually the full version, just in case you haven't seen it, so you can see what I'm talking about. So have a look at some of these stretches. 5-7-9 straight away. The hardest one really is this F sharp minor add 9, where you've got 2nd fret on the E string, so you've got 6th fret on the D, but then you're holding down 2nd fret on the G as well. It's just really stretchy, guys. Now you can move your finger a little bit to aid that, but it's still very stretchy riff. And then you can see it's all 8th notes, no gaps. You've got to be very quick, very fluent moving between them. That's why I've put it at level 5, because it is just that difficult. But if we look at the capo version, we're now using a capo at fret 2, and look at all the chords. Some of them we're going to know. Hold on a minute, that's just my nice little, it's a G add 9, but it's a G chord with 2nd fret on the G string. We've got this, which is basically like a power chord shape, a C chord, or C add 9, because we've got the 3rd fret on the B string, and then a D sus 2. So a lot easier chords, no big stretches. So a lot nicer if you're just beginning. So that's more of a level 2, level 3, but I'd say probably level 2 song, or version of the song, I should say. And there we go. So new layout of the riffs, and a slight easy version of Every Breath You Take. So again, if you're new to beginner guitar coming, you haven't seen these colors relate to levels. So if we go to the courses, or the classes, I should say, you can see the color of the classes relate to the color of the songs, the riffs, the workshops, they all relate to one another. So if you see a blue one, you know it's level 1. If you see a purple one, you know it's level 2. Red's level 3, brown's level 4, and black is level 5. So that is exactly the same. If you go to songs, you can obviously filter out to different level anyway, but if you go down you can see, right, Zombie by the Cranberries is level 1. Cool. Now obviously level 1 is, I was gonna say, quite a long level. It depends obviously how I get through it, but what I mean is it gonna be a massive difference from starting level 1 to then ending level 1. Your skills will be a lot more developed as you end level 1. So when I'm saying it's a level 1 song, some of these might be towards the end of level 1, but it's using chords and it's using the skills that we teach in level 1. So that's what I mean by that. But anyway, let's go back to the dashboard. So lots of cool riffs kind of fall in line with the British theme over on the podcast, because it's all British bands, all classic tunes. And then we've got a cool member podcast that I did, From Slump to Structure, Reuniting Your Guitar Practice. So I had a question from a student that had been playing guitar every day, but the structure had gone. He wasn't really in going through the classes and kind of skill stuff. I just wanted a bit of help just getting back on track. So I thought this would be a great one to put in the academy. And this is something I'm going to do more and more of when people ask me questions, because obviously a lot of people will be having these questions, or if not now, be having it in the future. So it'd be great to get in front of that and put it into an episode. So that's exactly what I did. So I give them 7 tips. So 7 tips to kind of get out of the slump and get back in structure. And you'll find that here, guys. So if you go to dashboard, obviously you can click on the link there, but dashboard, there's our member podcast. You'll see it there. I've just embedded the playlist. You can play it straight off the website. If you haven't got the link to the podcast, because I can send you a link, you can then put that into the podcast app you use, and it will then bring the podcast into that app. So you're not moving around different places. You can put it straight in that. If you haven't got that already, email me. There's a little link here. Let's go to support page. You can then just send me an email, or just tell me in the support bubble, and I will then send that to you. Everyone has their own personal link. So when you leave Beginner Guitar Academy, that link becomes void. You can't use that anymore, obviously, because it's a member-only podcast. We've also got the July live Q&A in the podcast as well, which I'm going to talk about now when I go backwards and tell you about the July live Q&A. So the July live Q&A, click on that. That'll take you to the recording. It's all broken down here, chaptered, so you can jump to different questions that are asked. Quite a lot of theory ones this month. It's quite a theory Q&A. If we go and check that out again, you've got the audio in the member podcast. You've got the video here in the live recording section. If you haven't checked out the live recording section, definitely go on to check out. I've got some cool stuff in here. The 5 minutes a day challenge I put in here as well. So go and check that out. 5 minutes a day challenge was something that I released just to, it was 5 minutes a day in May was the idea. Now it's just an evergreen sort of challenge where every day I send you like a 5 minute video. This was by email. Obviously it's here now in the academy, so you don't have to get it emailed. And each one just builds on top of one another. It's for quite complete beginners, quite early in their journey kind of beginners. But each week focus on a different kind of topic. First one is kind of picking and general technique. The second one was chords. Then rhythm was week three, and week four was improvisation. So it's been quite good to go through. Again, if you want to kickstart your practice and give yourself something to really focus on, then yeah, the 5 minute day challenge would be really good to look out for that. And there's those all the live Q&As, obviously. Got some live lessons, which would be really good to look at, and some other challenges I did way back when. So, just thought I'd quickly point out, guys, that's a really good thing to look at. If you haven't ventured into live recordings, check that out. So next thing is podcasts. So let's move over to the podcast. As I said earlier, the podcast theme throughout the whole of July was British music. So episode 241 that kicked it off, it was the British Invasion. So 1960 music. We're talking about the Beatles. We're talking about the Rolling Stones. We're talking about the Who. Classics. And I go through talking about different bands, what we can learn from that style as well, and you can take away from it. So if you click on the link and go into the episode, scroll down, you'll see all the, obviously, the notes from the show. We've also got accompanying playlists. So you click on that, open up in Spotify. And I've done a 25 song playlist. This is 24 because I think I took one out because it turned out it wasn't English. But you've got a playlist for every single episode throughout July. All different music. So it's about obviously near 100 songs you can go through and really check out. So I thought that'd be quite a fun thing to add to the episodes. Then the next one, 242 was 1970s rock legends and the birth of British metal. So rock legends like Led Zeppelin, like Deep Purple. And then we go into birth of metal with Black Sabbath. So that's a really cool one. Again, you've got the accompanying playlist. 1980s British punk and new wave. So punk like The Clash, The Sex Pistols, new wave. Looking at kind of those newer bands. I even talk about The Police and bands like that. Hence why I've done a riff of The Police. And, The Cure and bands like that. And then 1990s, we get into Britpop and the indie revivals. So Britpop being like Oasis, Blur, Suede, all those kind of 90s bands. And indie revival stuff like Arctic Monkeys. So, the playlist is there. And if you go to Spotify and you click on Beginning Guitar Academy, scroll down a little bit, all the playlists are there for you. So you've got the punk one, 1970s, and then you've got the Britpop indie revival. Something else, if you haven't seen this in the podcast, scroll down. Obviously, you've got all the show notes. And then we've got the blog post as well. So you click on there, and I've actually done then a blog post of the episode. So if you prefer to read it, you can by looking at the blog post. So really cool month. I really enjoyed doing that, of researching all the different decades, going through it, putting it all together. It was really, really fun. So I think that might be something I'll do again. Well, it will be something I'll do again in the future. So I think that'd be a cool thing to do. So if you haven't, check them out. Really cool episodes and the accompanying playlists as well. Make sure you give them a listen. Right, guys, so what is coming soon in August? So on Sunday, the 31st of August, 9 p.m. GMT, 4 p.m. EDT, and 1 p.m. PDT. So the Q&A last month was really good. It was a really good turnout. And it was really fun. So we had lots of questions, so a very theoretical kind of episode. But it was still fun to go through it. So come and join on the live Q&A. It's over Zoom. You can have your camera off. You can have your mic off. Everyone normally does anyway. Or you can join me. You can jump on the call and have a chat face-to-face, so we can really dive into your question. Again, entirely up to you guys. Some people just like to sit in the background. Some people don't even ask questions. They just like to listen and just kind of hang out. And obviously, that is fine as well. So, yeah, put that in your diary. So, there we go, guys. That is it for another month. July down. And here we are in August already. Madness. So, lots of cool riffs to jump in and have a play around with. A whole four decades of British music to go and explore. So loads of stuff to keep you busy. Obviously, I'm always in the community every day. So come tag me in if you've got any questions. Give me a shout in the support bubble if you need me. If not, have a fantastic month. And I'll speak to you either in the live Q&A or in next month's Academy show.